is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the Resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's October 15th, 2014, and let's get straight into our news tonight. You've probably heard by now about the second nurse in Dallas contracting Ebola, which leads to many questions of the response to Ebola. The CDC's claims, Governor Rick Perry's claims, Obama's claims, saying that if you're sitting next to somebody on a bus and they sneeze and cough on you, you can't catch Ebola. Now he may be changing his tune. The CDC saying that there's nothing to worry about, that, you know, you have other health professionals from the state of Texas, these Texas commissioners and so forth, saying I could stick my hand in a bowl of Ebola and I wouldn't transmit to anybody. Now people are very concerned about this and wondering what exactly can be done, because we see these health professionals, people who are supposedly trained to deal with these type of epidemics, and now they're coming under the scrutiny because they catch these viruses themselves. And as far as these two nurses who caught it, I don't so much blame them. I don't think they were as prepared as Governor Rick Perry would like you to believe, which begs the question, are our troops as prepared as they would like you to believe? Memo, Ebola exposed U.S. troops to be quarantined near Washington, D.C. A Defense Department memo indicates that military commanders will be given the authority to quarantine U.S. troops returning from Ebola-ravaged nations in a secure DOD facility for 21 days. The memo was obtained by CNN. So, yeah, we'll send the troops out there. We can't secure our own borders, but we'll send our troops to the other side of the world to secure theirs. And, yes, they do have a very serious epidemic over in Africa. But we told you years ago, I believe it was the Obama deception, that we will send troops, the U.S. will send troops to Africa under the guise of humanitarian aid. And when the troops get sick, they'll bring them back, put them in quarantine. How many of the troops really signed up for that? You know, let me go to this Ebola hot zone and catch it and potentially threaten my own life or the lives of my family. Meanwhile, our own borders are wide open. So we're talking about the health effects of Ebola. What about the financial aspects of it? Dow tumbles 350 points. A tumble of more than 350 points on Wednesday was attributed to dismal retail sales data, Europe's inability to realize an economic recovery, and worries on Ebola. Ebola is in the background, said Peter Buchvar, chief market analyst at the Lindsay Group. So, yeah, people are recognizing this, the financial aspects of it. And maybe people aren't as widely concerned about Ebola right now. But what about the people in the city of Dallas, Texas? You know, the people who may have been a little asleep on this at the beginning when patient zero first arrived. I bet they're starting to pay attention now. You have two nurses and one guy dead. Meanwhile, we're seeing Ebola pop up here and there around the rest of the world. So what's going to happen in Dallas, Texas? Are people going to stop going to the movie theaters, going to the sporting events, going to the shopping malls? And then what type of financial aspects are going to follow that type of situation? So let's talk about the finances of our youth in this country, our students in this country. You know, you have a lot of student loan debt going on. You know, it's the bubble that's going to burst at some point. You know, I was able to escape the clutches of the educational system with a little less than $6,000 in debt. But not everybody is that fortunate. College files 631 lawsuits against students over unpaid tuition. New York's Westchester Community College is turning to the courts with far greater frequency to collect money owed by former students, the Journal News reports. So far this year, the Valhalla-based WCC has won over $100,000 in judgments against 76 former students. The Daily Voice notes, all told, WCC is owed nearly $800,000. Rockland Community College has past due notices totaling over $3 million. And I think it's a shame in this country that education has become synonymous with debt. You know, because you think about how everybody wants to go to college and the college career counselors and all this and just go, don't worry about it. You know, you'll make all that money back. This is what I tell young people. And I'm not saying education is bad. I think getting in massive amounts of debt is bad, but education itself is not inherently evil. If you're a young person out there, you're 17, 18 years old, you're about to go to college, you're trying to decide what to do with the rest of your life. Whenever you meet a career counselor, a high school counselor, a teacher, a professor, and they're pressing you, just go to school and don't worry about the cost, ask them these two simple questions. One, how much debt did you graduate with? And two, how much do you still owe? And you'll find, as I did, most of the time I asked that of a teacher, even, you know, as kind of like a professional, professional talking about student loan debt, they don't want to talk about it. They get all offended. I'm like, so you're telling me just to go to school and just blow all my money on it, but you won't tell me how much debt you graduated with or how much you continue to pay. It seems very weird and suspect to me. And the city of Houston is doing some rather suspect things. Houston demands to see pastors' sermons, a chilling attempt to silence free speech. So to give you a little bit of a background on this, the city of Houston has the, I guess you would call the bathroom bill, where they said basically anybody of any gender can go into any restroom. So if you're some 6'5" burly guy with a beard and you feel a little effeminate that day, you can walk right into a lady's restroom. I don't know if they want you to cop a squat, but you know, you can do that. I think it'd be a little weird to see a lady in the gentleman's room using the urinal. But so they said, you know, you can do this regardless. And now the city of Houston is coming down on the pastors and the preachers to saying, hey, you know, I think the men's bathroom is for the men and the ladies' bathroom is for the ladies. But we see, however, they have the lesbian mayor, Angie Parker, and the city attorney, David Feldman. They rejected the petition, a petition of 50,000 signatures of people repealing it. They said, hey, we don't want everybody just to walk into the bathroom. They said, well, we think it's okay, said the mayor and the city attorney. The city shot back by demanding that pastors opposed to the law hand over communications with church members to determine which pastors have opposed or criticized the city. So, you know, just another way they're going to come after your freedom of religion, your First Amendment rights. This goes right in hand with the clergy response teams.
And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
Gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. Easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate, get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the scripture.
And we'll go out to break with this. Cot. John McCain lies about Benghazi arms deal, but you know John McCain, the war hawk, goes hangs out with Al-Qaeda rebels and then demonizes his political opposition because they don't make the same mistakes that he does. So that's John McCain in a nutshell. We'll bring you that going out to break. But stay tuned because coming up after this break, Rob Dew has a special report detailing internet trolls. Then Leanne McAdoo has a special report as well. And Alex Jones will tell you about an exclusive offer available in the InfoWars shop, something that is kryptonite to the Obama administration. Stay tuned.
Senator, how do we know that the arms that are going to the Syrian rebels are not going to get into the hands of ISIS?
Because if we had people who could were there to funnel it to the right people, and I know these people, and I know who they are, and I know how to do it, and so do other people. It's this administration that doesn't want to do it, that is sending them to certain death when they're training them and not preventing Bashar Assad from barrel bombing them. It's disgraceful.
Do you have any comments about the arms deal from Benghazi getting into the hands of the Syrian rebels?
That didn't happen.
The 15,000 Stinger missiles?
No, didn't happen. It didn't happen. Why would you think such a thing? Somebody is really not informing you well.
Tosh Plumlee of the CIA said that the 15,000 Stinger missiles got into the hands of the Syrian rebels.
Yes, and he also said pigs fly and... And the sun comes up in the west.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
The city of Houston demanded to see pastors' sermons in a chilling attempt to silence free speech. The controversy is centered around Houston's so-called bathroom bill. It's a law that passed in June, allowing members of the opposite sex to use each other's restrooms. Houston residents responded by collecting 50,000 signatures to get the measure repealed. But the city's lesbian mayor and her city attorney rejected the petition, and this prompted its supporters and the Alliance Defending Freedom to file a lawsuit. Well, the city shot back, and they demanded that pastors who were opposed to the law hand over their communications with church members regarding transgender individuals. The attempt to intimidate pastors by obtaining any sermons and communications is clearly a violation of the First Amendment. It's a full frontal assault on religious freedom and a blatant abuse of power against political enemies. Now, we know that the government is all about the separation of church and state when it comes to tax exemption. But to them, the church is quite a handy place of infiltration when it comes to exerting their authority.
And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
Easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans. Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
A government that sees itself as God wants to be worshipped. So naturally, tyrannical governments invade the church. And this invasion is typically granted by way of Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the scripture.
And if we don't get the preachers of America to shake off this asinine interpretation of Romans chapter 13 to obey the government no matter what, we are going to repeat the fate and the destiny of Germany. The Nazi regime took Romans chapter 13. They created entire messages around that fallacious interpretation, sent it out to the churches and the pastors, and then they regurgitated it in their pulpits in Nazi Germany. The net result was, of those 14,000 evangelical churches, 800 stood against him. 800, 5% of 14,000 tried to resist. The others, and the 95%, went right along with Hitler, and of course the rest is history.
So the battle has always been, will men be free to be governed by God, or will they submit to the tyrannical reign of those who would usurp the authority of God? Now even non-Christians must have the freedom to either choose to worship God or not. And that is central to our understanding of freedom in this country. That's why we have this sacrosanct doctrine that we believe that all men are free in the matter of faith and religion. Without that, you're reduced to tyranny. You're reduced to despotism. And I think that's the battle, Alex, that we're facing today.
God's trying to make you free so you can choose free will and develop as your own person. But the globalists, and throughout history, they're always trying to become God, act like God, take your free will to make you a slave. They're really going after everybody's free will, and they want the state to be God.
Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the forces that rule and govern this dark world.
And that's why we have the famous quote by the founders, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey guys, Rob Dew from Infowars.com, and the subject of today's report is something that anybody out there who's ever been online or ever commented on a story or ever put anything online has experienced, and that's trolls. No, I don't mean those trolls.
Trolls. I hate trolls.
Look, trolls. Miserable, no good robbing trolls.
That's right, the trolls that Willow hates and that Thorn Oakenshield called miserable, no good robbing. It's the trolls that live in the basement of their parents and eat Hot Pockets and do nothing but comment on the things that other people are doing out there when they themselves have no life of their own.
What if we run out of food?
Don't worry, I have that covered. Ma'am?
Yes, hon?
More Hot Pockets!
So why am I doing this in front of the entertainment wall? Well, I find trolls a big source of entertainment. Pretty much everybody here at InfoWars, we kind of like our trolls. They come to us every day. They give us lots of laughs. I mean, it's really entertaining to watch the trolls. So that's why I'm doing this in front of the entertainment wall, just to let you know.
Oh, there's more where that came from.
But I'm not just going to talk about the ones that live in their parents' basement and the tactics they use. I'm going to talk about the ones that are actually paid for by governments to go out there and change public opinion and put disinformation out to confuse you. So the issue's always clouded, so you never know who to trust or who's right or who's wrong. That's right, we're going to really discuss trolls today.
What is it?
Trolls.
But today we're going to start with the death of a troll, or an alleged troll, we could say. That's right. This is out of London AFP. Death of British troll sparks debate over internet bile. The death of a British woman accused of a vicious campaign of online abuse against the parents of Madeleine McCain has ignited a debate over the growing scourge of internet trolls. Brenda Leyland was found dead in a hotel room earlier this month after being confronted by Sky News over her alleged trolling of Kate and Jerry McCain, whose three-year-old daughter went missing in Portugal in 2007. Using the Twitter handle @sweepyface, the 63-year-old reportedly posted thousands of hate-filled messages about the couple. So at 63, this alleged troll doesn't quite fit the profile of what a normal troll would be. Most trolls are preteen to early 20s, male, or really disgruntled females, and once again, live in their parents' basement.
More Hot Pockets!
But she is part of the new breed of troll, the one that doesn't really put out any information or even tries to make an argument in their favor. No, it's just one that viciously attacks over and over again. And even the old school trolls, they're getting mad. Here's an article from Vice Magazine. OG internet trolls are upset their hobbies being ruined. There are plenty from this old guard still lurking around the online undergrowth who consider antagonizing and upsetting people in clever ways over the internet to be an art form, a calling even. They see trolling as a basic form of political protest and something that can benefit society. And they are frustrated that it's being debased by idiots who send racist abuse to celebrities and athletes from anonymous Twitter accounts. In fact, this online abuse and vicious attacking has gotten so bad that countries and even states here in the United States are considering making it illegal. Now, that's a crackdown on the First Amendment, and that's something we don't like. And it's like I always say to my kids, if somebody's calling you names, what do you do? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never ever, ever hurt me. They can't do it. So let's get back to these laws. Arizona legislature passes internet censorship bill to make trolling illegal. Many experts have argued that the internet has turned into a lawless wasteland where knowledge enters and ignorance exits. The Arizona state legislature on Monday passed an internet censorship bill that extends telephone harassment laws to the internet and other means of electronic communication. The legislation aims to put an end to cyberbullying and states that virtually anything said online that the state deems offensive can be a punishable offense. Law enforcement officials will be able to charge internet lawbreakers with a Class 1 misdemeanor, which is punishable by a $2,500 fine and up to 6 months in jail. The real scary part of that is anything that the state deems offensive. Well, that could be anything. What if you don't like a certain holiday that they celebrate in that state? What if you criticize a certain politician? Well, that could be offensive. And then they could come after you. A quick look in Australia's internet trolling laws. The Criminal Code, Part 10.6, regulates internet services, and some of the areas that the part encompasses are child abuse, child pornography, as well as using a carriage service to menace, harass, or cause offense to an unreasonable person, as stated in Part 10.6, Division 474.17. So they're lumping in child abuse and pornography with saying something that's offensive. That's really scary. So pedophiles could get the same thing as somebody who just is a troll. Wow. In England, it's even worse. Cyber bullies could face 2 years in jail under new internet troll rules. People convicted of cyberbullying and text message abuse could face up to 2 years in prison under plans backed by the government. And this just came out in March of 2014. But with England, they've always been going after people's free speech. In fact, in 2002, we covered this article. This is out of the BBC News. Columnist arrested over race speech. Robin Page, 61, a farmer and countryside campaigner, was questioned over remarks he made at a fair in Frampton in Severn, Gloucestershire. Several people complained to police about his speech, which he allegedly said, supporters of the traditional country way of life should be given the same rights as blacks, Muslims, and gays. The Daily Telegraph columnist was subsequently arrested on suspicion of committing public order offenses by breaching Section 18 of the Public Order Act. So England's always been going after people and their free speech, but now they're going to start coming after it on the internet, and other places around the world and even here in the United States are joining in. But let's look at something that's even weirder than that, and that is government-paid trolls. These are people who are paid for by corporations and other governments to mislead the public or kind of guide them in a certain direction. First article is out of The Atlantic, The Kremlin's Troll Army, and it states, Anton Nosk, a popular Russian blogger and programmer who is sometimes referred to as the father of the Russian internet, says the Kremlin is falling back on a time-honored strategy in its propaganda war on Ukraine. But this time he says the stakes are higher than ever before. BuzzFeed reports that at least one trolling company, Internet Research Agency in St. Petersburg, is expected to spend more than $10 million in 2014 alone. So what is the typical life of a paid government troller?
I hate trolls.
Back in February 2011, a writer for The New Statesman did an interview with a paid government troll. Here's the headline. China's paid trolls meet the 50 Cent Party. Here's his first question. When and from where did you receive directives for your work? Almost every morning at 9 a.m., I received an email from my superiors, the Internet Publicity Office of the local government, telling me about the news we were to comment on that day. Sometimes it specifies the website to comment on, but most of the time it's not limited to certain websites. You just find the relevant news and comment on it. And then he gives three steps that he follows. You receive the task, you search the topic, and you post comments to guide public opinion. He actually says this, to guide public opinion. And he said at least 60 to 70% of the stuff he was given was on a local level, not national, but that's still another 30% to national or other international issues. Can you tell which online comments are by online commentators? Other words, paid government trolls. Because I do this, I can tell you at a glance that there are 10 to 20% out there of the tens of thousands of comments posted on a forum that are made by online commentators. That may not seem like much, but these guys are doing it every day, over and over again, citing different facts to guide people in certain situations. So people are going to see them as relevant sources of information and may even start siding with these guys for certain points. He talks about a case where he was guiding people to not complain about the price of oil rising. And he would come on and say, well, if you're too poor to drive, you shouldn't be driving anyway, to take people away from the argument that why is the price of oil rising and to attack him. Pretty insane stuff there.
Oh, ain't more where that came from.
Yes, there are paid government trolls on social media, blogs, forums, and websites. This is by Michael Schneider out of the American Dream. A UK intelligence outfit known as Government Communications Headquarters, through a previously secret unit known as the Joint Threat Research Intelligence Group, has been systematically attempting to control, infiltrate, and manipulate and warp online discussions. Among the core self-identified purposes of JTRIG, or JITRIG, are two tactics: to inject all sorts of false material onto the internet in order to destroy the reputation of its targets, and to use social sciences and other techniques to manipulate online discourse and activism to generate outcomes it considers desirable. And it lists several things that they use, including false flag operations, fake victim blog posts, and negative information. All things you've seen out there by the paid government trolls. But here's where it hits home in the United States, and specifically with the Obama administration. Back in 2010, an article uncovered a paper that was written by Cass Sunstein, who was an Obama advisor. And it talks about, instead of calling it government trolling, or government paid trolls, they call it cognitive infiltration. Here we go. Sunstein co-authored a 2008 paper titled Conspiracy Theories, in which he wrote, "The existence of both domestic and foreign conspiracy theories, we suggest, is no trivial matter, posing real risk to the government's anti-terrorism policies, wherever the latter may be." They go on to propose that the best response consists of cognitive infiltration of extremist groups, where they suggest, among other tactics, government agents and their allies might enter chat rooms, online social networks, and even real space groups and attempt to undermine percolating conspiracy theories by raising doubts about their factual premise, casual logic, or implication for political action. They also talk about using people from the outside, not seen with the government, but getting them to get in on the debate. Therefore, you could use them as experts and thereby discrediting different conspiracy theories. A good case in point is when Popular Mechanics came out and debunked certain theories about 9/11, where they said it was actually possible for jet fuel and office furniture to completely destroy two towers and destroy a third tower that wasn't even hit by a plane. Happens all the time, except that it's never happened, only in those three cases.
Oh, ain't more where that came from.
So these government-paid trolls actually camouflage themselves into the certain personas that they make out there, and you actually think these are just regular people, but they're actually being paid to do this. That's the scary thing. In fact, they even have a playbook. They use lots of different tactics, and I'm going to get to those in 1 second. But here's a case, and this is out of Washington's blog. It's called The Secret Playbook of Internet Trolls, and it talks about how the group Common Dreams caught a troll using different internet usernames to create arguments and create dissent, you know, in their articles. And the troll was identified as a Jewish Harvard graduate in his 30s who was irritated by the website's discussion of issues involving Israel. He posted anti-Semitic diatribes, such as Hitler should have finished the job and killed all the Jews using one alias. Then a couple minutes later, he posts an attack on the first poster using a different alias, claiming the criticism of Israel is the same thing as anti-Semitism. Now, let's get to the final thing, which is the different tactics that trolls use to create dissent and guide public opinion.
Miserable, no good, robbing trolls.
This is out of Washington's blog, How to Spot and Defeat Disruption on the Internet, 15 Rules of Web Disruption. Number 1. Start a partisan divide-and-conquer fight. Number 2, pretend it's hopeless because we'll all be squashed if we try. Number 3, demand complete, foolproof, and guaranteed solutions to the problems being discussed. You've seen all this out there, and these are the different tactics they use. I'm going to continue on. Number 4, suggest extreme, over-the-top, counterproductive solutions that will hurt more than help. Number 5, and we see this one a lot at InfoWars, pretend that alternative media are untrustworthy and motivated solely by money. Number 6, coordinate with a couple of others to shut down reasonable comments. Number 7, use an army of sock puppets. That's the government paid trolls. Number 8, censor social media. Number 9, when the powers that be cut corners and take criminally reckless gambles with our lives and livelihoods, protect them by pretending that it was an inevitable result. Like, no one could have known that the economy was going to collapse in 2008, except all the guys that profited from it. Number 10, protect the rich and powerful by labeling any allegations of criminal activity as being a conspiracy theory. Goldman Sachs gets caught rigging the markets. Hey, let's give them some bailouts because they had no idea it was going to happen. And if you think that those guys are in collusion with other giant banks out there, you're a conspiracy theorist. Number 11, avoid discussing key issues and instead focus on side issues. Number 12, use a straw man. Create a seeming element of your opponent's argument, which you can easily knock down and make yourself look good and the opponent look bad. Number 13, hit and run. Make a brief attack of your opponent or the opposite position and then scamper off. Number 14, question motives. Twist or amplify any facet which can be taken to imply that the opponent operates out of a hidden personal agenda or other bias. Like he doesn't want fluoride in the water because he wants our teeth to rot, or because he hates dentists, or anything else like that. Not that it's actually a cancer-causing chemical that we put in our water and actually pay for it, and it comes from industrial hazardous waste. No, that doesn't matter. It's the fact that you don't like dentists or some other BS argument. And the last one, associate opponent charges with old news. So that's taking, say, you have a new revelation about something and saying, no, that was already debunked. And that's my troll voice, I guess. I use that a lot around the office. No. Anyway, enough about trolls. That's ways you can identify them. And one way to a solution for this is when you see them using these tactics, just call them out. Hey, you're using number 14 of the troll rulebook. You're using number 3 of the troll rulebook. Let's put trolls in their place. Even though they are entertaining and funny to watch and funny to read about, they do cause damage out there, especially the ones that are government paid. This is Rob Dew with InfoWars.com. Don't forget, you can become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv by signing up now, and your subscription can be shared with 11 other people. That's like having 11 InfoWarriors for the price of one. Become a member today. Thank you, and we are signing off.
Well, that's it for the InfoWars Nightly News, but stay tuned, because right after this break, in just a few moments, Alex Jones will tell you about an exclusive offer available in the InfoWars shop. I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
And finally tonight, here on InfoWars Nightly News, we're going to look at a new film, a documentary out by one of my favorite documentary filmmakers, Joel Gilbert, who made Dreams of My Real Father that was a huge underground success a few years ago. Well, he's now made There's No Place Like Utopia. And my friends, we are in a culture war against the collectivist. We're in a culture war against the crony capitalist robber barons like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, who are tax-exempt, but who lobby to raise taxes on poor people, the middle class, and new wealth. It is absolutely vital, essential, that the general population of the U.S. and the population of the world understands that there are ultra-rich, historically, that want to set up fascist-style dictatorships. And more often than not, they sell them as socialist or communist utopias. And that is exactly what There's No Place Like Utopia breaks down. And it shows in a very entertaining fashion, but also a frightening fashion, exactly how this process is carried out and how it creates a complete blight of just absolutely destitute people on welfare or who are working for the system who've had their literal hopes and dreams stolen.
Glad you landed.
Wizard of Oz. We've got a wizard here. He can solve your problems.
Because he's special.
You can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan.
People on welfare assistance here mostly?
That's the whole city.
We're going to replace capitalism with socialism.
To remake the world as it should be.
Utopia. It's the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's what they believe.
Everything is boarded up.
We're just getting poorer, honestly.
There's no home left anymore. They're stuck in Oz. They never get home.
You gotta survive in Detroit. It's about surviving.
Everybody who had been doing business legally wound up a criminal.
They're turning a church into a mosque.
Good to see they're obeying the laws here in Colorado. They're respecting the laws.
The other side of their game.
Here comes the Secret Service.
We're not becoming a utopia. What I call it is the urban removal project.
Does it look the same?
No, not at all.
What is the demographic now at your high school?
It's 99% Hispanic.
Look after us first, our country people first.
I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage.
Did Obama pay for your mortgage? And did he pay for your gas?
Socialism is all negative. It can't bring to anything good.
I need you to keep hoping. I need you to keep on believing.
Now, I'm very excited and honored to be able to announce here exclusively that InfoWars.com has the rights to offer this film to the public first when no one else is able to do so. For the next 3 weeks, InfoWarsStore.com is the exclusive venue where you are able to order the film. It just came in today. We have a large stock of it, but in the past, his films have sold out very, very quickly. So you have a chance to support the InfoWar, but more importantly, to support true free market economics when you order your copy or copies of There's No Place Like Utopia from InfoWarsStore.com. We're also working on a deal with Joel later to be able to premiere it here via the internet and television for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But it's so vital to get this hard-hitting tool to show to young people, to show to friends and family, to show your college students, to show your high school students, to show your boss or your employees so they understand that once the government gets more than 50% of people dependent, they're going to be able to vote to make the rest of us political slaves. Now, this has been done in country after country, and now it's being done here in a process of domestication. So please join me in promoting this film. Purchase the film from InfoWarsStore.com. Show it to friends and family. Order multiple copies. Give it to people for their birthday or Christmas and the holidays coming up. Because when you fund independent, liberty-based films and media, you grow that culture and you grow that market. I've talked many times about voting with your dollars. 20 years ago, you couldn't find organic food but in specialty shops. It was incredibly expensive. Now, because so many people have bought it, it is displacing the non-organic GMO, and the price is dropping because so much competition has come into the market. There are libertarian-based films now that are being seen by tens of millions of people worldwide, not just my documentary films. And so that's why I'm promoting Joel Gilbert's film, There's No Place Like Utopia, because it tells the story in a very compelling, truthful, humorous, but also serious at times way. And it is a wonderful tool to wake up your friends and family and progressives who believe they're good people but have been brainwashed into this modern system of domestication from birth. So, again, join us in supporting the free market and the true system of Americana that has made us so wealthy. We are falling into the depths of collectivism right now, and I don't think this film will save the world. just like InfoWars.com or the Nightly News won't. But all of us doing our part to wake up others and to promote liberty and a new renaissance will, when stacked up against collectivism and all different forms of tyranny, will be victorious. History shows it. History documents the fact that all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So again, get the film. There's no place like Utopia, available right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Well, I'm Alex Jones signing off for Jakari Jackson, that hosted the news earlier tonight right here in this chair, and the rest of the great crew and all of you out there, the viewers. We couldn't do it without your support. And never forget, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.